feeling stuck as a new project manager? You probably even ask yourself, why does it take almost 6 months to a year to really feel truly settled in? But are you one of those project managers that are unknowingly taking on responsibilities that aren't even yours? In this episode, we will uncover some truths to get you back to the reason you became a project manager. And for those who are thinking about becoming a project manager, this message is for you as well. Let's jump into today's episode. You mind if I tell a short story real quick? One of the challenges is that when you step into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, and I don't really care what role it is that you or career track you decide to go down, it's always those turnback moments. I like that. I had a turnback moment early in my project management career, and I had a tough decision to make. I said, I like this thing, but I don't know if I'm really in love with it. Do I want to deal with some of the distractions and some of the things that I'm sharing with you today that I wish I would have known walking into the profession, because I wouldn't have had that moment of, or I should say that lack of moment of clarity of to understand, hey, should I keep growing? Should I move forward? That's why I always talk about mentorship is important. That's why I always talk about the belief in yourself is always important. But what I realized what I was doing until I had got a mentor was the fact that I was getting in my own way. I was, as they would say, beating yourself up because I was frustrated of why I wasn't picking up on things as fast as I should. I was frustrated because I didn't understand the organization as a whole, because how we done things at another organization, it was totally different from a project management standpoint here. And so as a new, what I think I probably at that time maybe had a couple years of experience, I was just like, you know what? This is not for me. I'm done. I quit. And that's when I had my aha moment. And that takes me to point number one is don't be too hard on yourself. Listen, excessive self-criticism can lead to discouragement and loss of focus. You have to understand something that I had to realize. And again, it was my mentor that really walked me through this and opened my eyes to it. And it sometimes we forget these simple common ways of thinking and applying them to ourselves. What I mean by that is that mistakes are part of the process. Mistakes are part of the journey. And recognizing that mistakes are part of the journey, which, watch this family, allows for growth, then you have a better chance of not being so hard on yourself. I know there may be a project manager, maybe started at the same time as you, have the same experience of you, and you feel that they're further ahead, but you don't know who they know or they don't know. Again, you don't know who they know or don't know. Maybe they have someone that they have a mentor that they're talking to. And so that's how they're getting further than you, because they're having this conversation. But most of all, having the ability not to be so hard on yourself and understand you are in a new career. You are in a career period. I don't care. Even with me, I have over a decade of experience, and I always have to remind myself of not being so hard on myself. Yep, I made the mistake. Okay, now how are we going to pivot to fix it so we don't repeat that again? Here's my actionable tips. Create a mantra to remind yourself that growth takes time. Every mistake, again, like I stated, is a lesson learning. Two, discuss challenges with a mentor or trusted colleague to gain perspective. This is, again, why, family, I've been talking about it a lot, I should say more and more, about the mentorship program that I want to have for you guys to make sure if you have these type of questions, because I watch so many exceptional, amazing people that could really have great success in this thing called project management and become that project manager that they thought they could be, but they got sidetracked or distracted by other outside noise. So again, discuss challenges with your mentor or trusted colleague to gain perspective. Third thing, join a project management community of like-minded people. Like I said, we will have this community. I don't know what is it going to take for me to put, I'm putting this together. I promise you guys that. Because I know we need it right now for the type of people that are coming after this thing called project management. I want to make sure they're set up for success. And when I say type of people, I'm talking about people that was just like me. And I know what it was like when you didn't know who you could trust and turn to help guide you through your career. I hope you allow me to be that guy. Point number two, revisit your why for becoming a PM. that was one of the things that I did when I, as part of this process, when I almost called it quits, I asked, why did I even want to get into project management in the first place? I reflected on what originally got me excited, what got me to even want to be in project management. Here's my three actionable tips. First one is create a vision board with your career goals and the reason behind it. This is key, family. If you don't do anything else that I've said today, this is one of those actionable tips because I know it works, is creating a vision board of your career goals so you can make sure each step in your career, how does that align where you're going? And if you make a pivot, then, okay, how does that align with your new direction? Number two, write a letter to your future self about what you hope to achieve in project management. As part of my mentorship training, this was going to be a requirement that you have to write this letter to yourself because I want us to come back and look at it. Number three, reflect weekly on how your current efforts align with your long-term aspirations. Point number three, understand the adjustment period, 6 to 12 months. Listen, fam, I don't care. I remember I had a manager say this to me. He was like, Ed, it's going to take at minimum 6 months for you just to, I don't care how exceptional you are at the actual task of the job, but because the task of the job is in a different organization, there's a different perspective. There's a different priority as where you came from. So it's going to at least take you 6 months to understand that. And then the next 6 months is going to be those 6 months of you getting a better understanding. You starting to get your feet under you, as they would say, and moving forward. So selling in a project management role takes time. The learning curves involves understanding organizational culture, team dynamics, and project process. See, we forget about that a lot sometimes, family. We think just because we have these letters behind our name or we went and worked at this big organization and now we're going to a different organization that we have to take organizational culture in mind as a project manager, because if it's not a fit, then it's going to have nothing to do with what you bring to the table, because you're going to have to meet the culture, the organizational culture where it's at. And hopefully you can bring it up and you can have that impact and value. So let me give you my three actionable tips. First one, break down your first year into 3 month intervals, basically quarterly, focusing on specific learning goals for each phase. Number two, keep a journal to document what you learned about the process, the stakeholders, and tools weekly. One of the things I would do is I would have a one line. I wouldn't make it a long type. You're writing multiple paragraphs. It should be something short and simple that you can go back and reflect on and say, oh man, I remember when that happened. This is what I did with it. Number three, set up biweekly check-ins with your manager. This is going to be key, family, so you can align on expectations and review progress. Please always come with questions and agenda. And I do mean always. You wonder why I'm pausing like this. I'm pausing like this is because I've seen many times, and I laugh a lot because these type of mistakes that I made, I look back and I say, why did I even do this? But this is one of those, family, that I want you guys to ensure that you do. When you're having a meeting with your manager, especially being a new project manager, especially being new to that organization, you want to make sure after that meeting that you're, first of all, you've taken good notes so that you can re-articulate those back in an email to your manager. And when it comes to performance appraisal time, all you have to do is go look at all those emails and pull out, hey, you said you were going to do these three things. You were able to accomplish two out of those things. So it's really good for you to do that as well. And plus it just covers you. And just in case if something happens and they say, no one brought this to my attention, and evidently you have the correspondence, because the model here, documentation is always going to be conversation. Point number four, shadow experienced project managers. See, family, when you have an opportunity to observe seasoned PMs, it provides you insight into how you're going to handle challenges, managing stakeholders, and navigate complex projects. This could accelerate your learning curve. What I always share this story, it's a thing where, let's say there were two kids. Let's say there was a child that was, I don't know, let's say the child is five, and then you have one, I don't know, about 10 or 11 months. That 10 or 11 month old child is watching that 5 year old and seeing how they're walking. And it's like the same thing of them shadowing them, and they'll walk faster than they would if they didn't see that from someone that in their eyes looks close enough. Okay, you don't like that analogy. Here's a better analogy. When you have an opportunity to shadow somebody, meaning you're shadowing me as someone that is working for this organization, I've been with them longer than a year, so I beat that year mark. And now you have opportunity, now where you're able to ask questions where I can answer them because it's happening in real time. So you could say, why did you send the agenda out 30 minutes before the meeting? And I may answer, hey, reason why I do that is just because a lot of what I was noticing is people were showing up to the meetings. And even though I sent the agenda out the day before the actual meeting, people weren't reading it because the same question came up. So I asked them, when would you guys like this agenda sent out? And they said 30 minutes before the meeting, because that'll give them enough time to review the agenda. That's a good example of just what it looks like of why you want to shadow an experienced project manager, because it will really help you and you can get real-time feedback from that person. Here's my three actionable tips. First, ask to observe an experienced PM during a project planning or stakeholder meeting. Number two, take detailed notes on their approach to handling risk, communication, as well as the biggest thing of all, their decision-making process. And then number three, follow up by asking for specific advice and scenarios you're likely to encounter. As a new project manager, I can tell you one of the things you're going to encounter a lot is communication, having the ability to communicate cross-functionally. Point number five, avoid taking responsibility that isn't yours. Collaborate instead. Again, avoid taking responsibility that isn't yours. Collaborate instead. One of the things that I found that I would get into early in my project management career is I would find myself wanting to take on everything because I was like, yeah, I'm the leader of this project. If John is not going to do it, then I'll take it on. But that is not effective enough, meaning that John is your subject matter expert for this project. In this particular area, we need to allow that. We need to allow John to do it. If he's unable to do it, let's find out what is getting in his way. What's the impediment? What's the issue? I can support him that way. Maybe I can move the meeting to a different time so he can work on that particular task. But it's not for me to take over the task. It's not my responsibility to actually do the task. It's my responsibility to hold John accountable for doing the task. And if John is unable to do it, then we need to find somebody else that does. So new PMs often feel the need to solve every problem, but this leads to burnout. I'm telling you, it will lead out to burnout very fast, very quick, and it's inefficient. So it's crucial to stick to your defined role. However, you want to be collaborating and helping your team, not doing the work, but you want to find out what the issue is that's preventing them from doing it. And if there's something that you can do to remove that so they can focus on that particular task, that's where you want to be able to step in. So here's my three actionable tips. First, let's focus on collaborating on any issues and or requests that the project team or stakeholders need. Number two, politely decline tasks outside your role by redirecting them to the appropriate team members. And the last one, discuss role boundaries with your manager during one-on-ones for clarity. If you're noticing things like these, this is coming up with people where your project team is pushing responsibility over to you for a task that's supposed to be theirs, and you're pushing back and saying, hey, we can work on this together, but I will not take full ownership of this. You've already made an attempt to try to course correct. Now what you need to do is now when you're in that meeting with your manager one-on-one, you need to bring it up and you need to explain your solution, what you did to resolve, what was your problem-solving technique, and if you may even need to escalate it. Point number six, build relationships with your team. Listen, if you want to build a solid team, you need to have trust and collaboration. These are the key to project success. Knowing your team's strength and challenges can make your role so much easier and you'll have more impact. Here's my three actionable tips. Schedule informal one-on-one meetings with your team members to learn about their goals, their challenge. Learn about them as an individual. And this will really help you in building a connection. And when you need something, they'll be more apt to help you. Number two, recognize and celebrate individual contribution during team meetings. And the last and final one, ask team members for feedback on communication and leadership style. Hey, how do you like to be communicated? Is it email? Is it team? Or what do you think about my communication during meetings? Do you think it needs to be more concise? I look forward to hearing from any type of feedback you have. So those are the type of things you want to do. Number seven, commit to learning outside of work hours. I know I'm probably about to ruffle a lot of people's feather with this, but having the ability to really gain a deeper understanding. Because see, as a new project manager, what tends to happen is that this is going to help a lot of people. So if you stayed this long, you got an additional in-depth bonus look. So what happens is that, let's say I'm going for a new role, and in this new role, they have some type of new software, project management software, and it's not Microsoft Project, it's not Smartsheets, it's not Asana, it's not Monday.com. It's their own proprietary system that they built to track schedules, to track risk, etc. And so sometimes as a new project manager, we can get caught up in the tools and not getting a deeper understanding of the methodologies, the frameworks that they're using. However, I recommend is that when you get into the organization, that if there's a tool that they're using that is proprietary, or maybe you never use it, maybe you've always been a Microsoft Project person and they're using Smartsheets, you're going to need to learn this. So here's my recommendation. Allocate 30 minutes of daily studying your project management frameworks or tools. Number two, use project-related challenges at work as case studies for deeper research and understanding. And number three, join webinars, online communities to learn from industry professionals. What you're doing now, listening to today's episode, this is going to be huge for you, because a lot of beginner project managers don't know this. They think, I've done my 8-to-5 or my 9-to-5 or whatever that hour, whatever that shift is, and then they just leave the work where it is. And I'm like, hey, since you're new, there's going to be a lot of things that you may need to get up to speed on fast, because who knows, maybe, and I keep using John, but John may be going out of town, and so we need to make sure we get someone backfilled, and you may need to know to ask the right questions. But if you haven't looked at what John is doing, you're not going to know what questions to ask. So yeah, it's going to require you to commit to learning outside of the work hours. Point number 8, focus on long-term growth. Dwelling on immediate challenges can overshadow your progress and potential. Look at the bigger picture to stay motivated. It's going to be key, family. With a project, it's the most exciting thing when it starts, but as it's going, the momentum and the motivation is just kind of flatlines for a little bit, and then it peaks up again, because the excitement is, man, we're getting so close. We're 3 months out. Now we're 2 months from closing. So here's my 3 tips. Set a reminder to revisit your career roadmap every 3 months. Identify a long-term mentor who can help guide your career trajectory. And number 3, keep a list of certifications and skills to pursue that align with your goals. Here's my 3 transformational remarks, family. If you stayed this long, I truly appreciate you, because this is some great content here for my new project managers. Revisit your why for becoming a PM. Like I said, write a letter to your future self about what you hope to achieve in project management. And when you have those moments where you think about, I don't really want to do this anymore, go and read that letter. Number 2, build relationships with your team. As I recommended, schedule informal one-on-ones with your team to understand it, to get to know them about who are they? What are some of the things? Are they interested in any sports, or what are their hobbies? Get to learn more about them so you can have that common ground. And that also helps you when you need to ask them for something. And the last and final is 3, is understand the adjustment period. Like I stated, the adjustment period for a new project manager, I don't even care, just a project manager in general, it's going to be 6 to 12 months. And yes, it could be earlier than 6 months, but it has to be something where that project manager has a majority of control of things. Maybe they're working at a startup and you're the very first project manager, so you have a little bit more leeway because you're building everything from scratch. I'm talking about organizations that already have a PMO, that already have standards in place and processes and procedure. It's going to take a while to understand how they want you to lead a particular project. So break down your first year into 3-month intervals, focusing on specific learning goals for each phase. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. Also, if you have any questions, family, about this thing called project management, if you want to be on the list for once the mentorship goes live, this is a good place to reach me and let me know you want to be part of that. So again, this is coming. I'm working in the background. I promise you, I haven't forgotten you. I know you're probably thinking, what is he doing? I'm getting out of the perfectionism and we're just going to launch it. So stay, if you want to be part of that, please make sure you check out the link. I'll even drop the link in the show notes. So you'll be very familiar with that and just click on it. Give me your information and let's see if we can work together. I would love to work with you. Until next time, I go by the name of ED. Until next time.